Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Shane Tucker is the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. He joins us every Monday at about this time. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So I got a text in this morning. I don't know if it's your agency for sure or not, because I know sometimes jurisdiction is shared. But it was on I-10 near the Okaloosa County line, and somebody was texting me saying that they actually saw y'all, or saw somebody, deploying spike strips on the interstate. First of all, was this your agency?
Yes, sir, it was.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, I mean, what happened?
Well, a little before 6 this morning, we got notified that Okaloosa deputies were pursuing a vehicle they believed to be operated by an intoxicated driver. The driver fled from them and entered our county on Interstate 10. Our units located the suspect at about the 39-mile marker, traveling somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 miles per hour. They did attempt to use the spike strips to deflate the tires. However, the driver was able to maneuver around the spike strips, so that was unsuccessful. So in order to stop the driver, our patrol units use what's called a pit or a pursuit intervention technique, which is where they force the violator to abruptly turn sideways and lose control. The driver was stopped, arrested. Nobody was injured. He was arrested for fleeing and eluding, and from what I understand is a DUI investigation is underway.
Now, I just want to make sure I heard you properly. On the interstate where the speed limit is 70, if I'm not mistaken, he's going 30?
He was doing 30, 27, or in that area.
Wow.
At times he was doing 27, at times he was doing 29, at times he was doing 30. But yes, he was doing remarkably under the speed limit.
And would not pull over for vehicles with the lights on, and so you went to the spike strip.
Correct.
So how do you do that? I mean, you have an interstate, which obviously is very busy all the time, and at the early morning it's relatively busy. How do you control the environment in such a way that you can even attempt to put out a spike strip for somebody that's going a weird speed like that on a busy interstate?
Well, that's difficult, and there's only so much control of an environment that we can do. You know, in order to put spike strips across an interstate, we would have to stop traffic. Otherwise, every car would drive across
right.
the spike strips.
Right.
So we would stop traffic in the lane that on the side that we want to deploy the spike strips. And then, in theory, the only vehicles moving should be the suspect and then, of course, the pursuing deputies.
So that's what you guys did, is you controlled that lane or that direction for enough time, but it still didn't work, and you had to actually go through with the pit maneuver, which is, you know, you basically push the car and turn them sideways, right?
Correct. And, you know, one of the weaknesses of spike strips, particularly in a case where the violator is driving so slowly, you know, they can see it coming from a time, and they have plenty of time to take evasive action because they only cover so much, and they can drive off the road and drive around them.
Wow. Well, I'm glad everybody, you know, nobody was hurt, which is always the good outcome. Is that what you see a lot with drunk drivers, is going way too slow because they think that's what keeps them safe or something?
I would say it's common. I don't know that I would say it's all the time. You know, you can see, I've seen them driving 20, 25 miles an hour on the interstate. I've seen them driving well over 100. You know, they're usually driving somewhere at an inappropriate speed. But I think you're right. I think a lot of the drunks think that they're being safer by going slow, so that could be.
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever I have been behind or near people that I suspected of being drunk, that's one of the common, you know, weaving is obviously a real common thing, but it seems like going slow is the thing, you know, where they're weaving and going slow, you know, so you kind of associate the two together.
Right.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I mean, I'm glad we got them, and I'm glad nobody was hurt. That's the good news. Anything else happened the last couple of days that we don't know about?
Yesterday afternoon, probably about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we received a suspicious person's call in Navarre. Somebody reported that the subject was laying on the side of Navarre Beach Causeway. When our deputies got on scene to find out what was going on, it was actually a deceased subject that was laying there. Right now, there's nothing that's been established to suggest that foul play is involved. However, the medical examiner has custody of the individual, and will conduct an autopsy to determine cause of death.
Wow, that's so sad, but so you get a call on the causeway going over to the Navarre Beach that there's just a person laying on the side of the road. That means, and they're deceased. That means that presumably by the time you get there, lots of people have driven by. Did you get lots of calls? One call? I mean, God, what a weird situation.
You know, I'm not sure how many calls we've got. The report just indicates a single caller, but
okay.
In a case like that, it's not uncommon at all to have multiple calls and only one complaint.
And you don't at this point have any idea whether it was like heat exhaustion or, you know, you don't know any cause or OD or anything like that, right?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not. The medical examiner will help us establish that.
Goodness. Wow. All right. I hesitate to ask based on what we've seen already, but anything else in the last couple of days or week?
You know, the over the weekend has been busy. For the most part, it's been your normal run-of-the-mill disturbances type stuff. Last week, on the 29th, we had deputies discover a vehicle at the Circle K on Avalon Boulevard that had been stolen, reported stolen out of Reno, Nevada.
Wow.
The suspect had dated the owner of the vehicle who worked, he met in Miami where she worked as an exotic dancer. After what I can only assume a couple of weeks of pure bliss, they drove to Reno, got into some kind of argument where he left with her car, leaving her in Reno, Nevada. Now, when our investigators actually reached out to authorities in Nevada, they told us that the suspect was going to be charged with sex trafficking as well as living off the proceeds of prostitution.
Wow.
So wow. I don't know all the details there, but that was kind of a unusual
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mean, it sounds like a funny story when it's, you know, stripper meets man, they get married, and he steals his car. It's a little bit less funny when you're talking about sex trafficking, but obviously that there could be a variety of ways, you know, that would qualify. So, good work. I mean, again, good work. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Shane Tucker joins us every Monday about this time. Chief, thanks for the work. Thanks for the information. We appreciate what you do, sir.
You bet, Andrew. Talk to you soon.